This week's parasha, Parashos Matos, deals with the laws of Nidorim, Neder, vows. And it's interesting, Gemara, which tells us on the Pasuk, V'Hashem Yislach La. The Gemara tells us is, based on the Chumash, that if a woman takes a vow, she takes a neder, not to have ice cream, not to eat cake, and unbeknown to her, her husband annulled the vow, and she went ahead and ate the cake, had the cookies, had the ice cream. The Torah tells us, Hashem Yislach La, she needs forgiveness. There's some type of atonement. So the question, so we see, even though the bottom line is she didn't do anything wrong, but she had a machshava ra, a bad thought was enough, to Hashem Yislach La. And it seems to go against the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, Machshava Ra, Eino Mitztaref L'maisa. We have a concept in the Gemara, Machshava Tova, good thought, God does Mitztaref L'maisa. But Machshava Ra, Eino Mitztaref L'maisa. He doesn't connect it. So the question is, how do we reconcile? The Gemara in Kedushin seems to say, a Machshava Ra doesn't count for the Maisa. Yet the Torah here tells us, Hashem Yislach La, this person needs forgiveness. So there are a couple of different approaches. Approach number one is, very simply put, is there's no contradiction. The Gemara says, Eino Ra Mitztaref L'maisa, bad thought does not connect, count as an action. And the Torah tells us, Hashem Yisrach La. So a Machshava Ra still needs atonement, Hashem Yisrach La. However, but it's not Mistaref L'maisa, that's what some want to say. Others suggest, based on a brisker Rav, that there's a concept we have by Lo Sachmod. There's a biblical prohibition, one of the Ten Commandments, not to covet someone else's property. And so the Rambam writes, to violate Lo Sachmod, the different levels of Lo Sachmod, but to violate the different levels of desire, but to violate Lo Sachmod, you have to actually do a Maisa, you have to actually take the object that you are desired. If you just had the thought, but you don't do it, it's not Lo Sachmod. It might be Lo Sachmod, but it's not Lo Sachmod. So it says, the Rambam writes, you don't violate Lo Sachmod until you actually take the object. And then in the next breath, the Rambam writes, and there's no makis for Lo Sachmod. You don't get a good old-fashioned whooping. Why? Because it's a lav she'ain bo maisa. It doesn't involve an action. So the Ravid, yes, on the Rambam, I don't understand. You just contradicted yourself. You just finished saying that there's no. You just finished saying the only time you're liable for Los Tachman if you do an action, you actually take the object. And the next line you say, but it's a lav she'ain bo maisa, and therefore there's no makas. So how do we reconcile? So this is what Soloveitchik says, it's a brisker rav. I think the Stipor points out as follows. That really, lo sachmod is an iser shebelev. It's an iser in the heart. However, something in the heart, it's hard to know. We don't like to leave things in the heart, like the Gemara tells us by the mitzvah of chametz, of the mitzvah about yirah by yimatzah, that the prohibition of not to own chametz. So the Torah tells us that in addition to not eating chametz, one is prohibited as well from owning chametz. So therefore, the Mefarshim point out, so the Gemara says, bito b'lev sagi. In the Torah, all you need is bito, is nullification. However, Midrabanan, they said, rabbinically speaking, you should go ahead and do a bedika and destroy. So that's fine. However, the question is, the Beis Yosef asks, when do we make the bracha? Do we make the bracha on the bito or the bedika? We make the bracha on the mitzvah Midrabanan, and not the mitzvah in the Torah of bito. So how come we make the bracha on the rabbinic mitzvah, not the biblical mitzvah? So in that, the Beis Yosef answers, we don't make a bracha on something which is Dvarim Shebelev. Chazal only were koveya a bracha on something which is concrete. And therefore, no one knows what a person's kavana is. And therefore, we don't make a bracha on something which is Belev. So anytime it's something Belev, it's always hard to put your finger on. It's much easier to figure out a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, than a tzaddik. A Torah scholar, you give them a test. You speak to them in learning. But a tzaddik, who could judge the level of Sitka? So either way, the Rambam writes, it's an Isser Shebelev. Really, it's an Isser in the heart. And that's why it's a Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa. It's an Isser Machshava. But the Rambam writes, you're not chayiv until you actually take it. That's only a simon. That only shows, if you actually take the object, that shows that your desire in your heart has gone too far. But not that the maisa is part of the mitzvah. Really, it's an issue of a wave. The action just shows that you've gone too far. So similarly here, how do we reconcile? It's true, the Gemara says in Kedusha, Machshava Ra, Einu Mitzdarev L'maisa. Machshava Ra, you're not punished on. However, when is that? It's only if it's a pure Machshava, if it stays in the realm of Machshava. However, it's true, in this case, the woman ate the cheesecake, the chocolate chip cookies, the ice cream. It's true, at that point, it was a Maisa Heter. It is true that at the time she did it, it was permitted, but nevertheless, the Maisa is associated with the Makshavas. Anytime you have a Makshava alone, then you don't need atonement, but a Makshava Ra, together with a Maisa, even a Maisa Beheter, one does not require, Hashem Yisrachba. That's the second approach. A third approach is from the clay Chemda, one of the great Pilpul Svarim on Chumash. And he points out, he refers us to a Gemara. The Gemara tells us regarding fishing on Shabbos, a Gemara in Menachos. Someone fishes on Shabbos and is successful, you are liable for Seda, for trapping Min HaTorah. There's an Isser of Seda, of trapping. So the Gemara talks about a case where a person's fishing on Shabbos, and lo and behold, he throws the net in to catch the fish, and what do you know, in addition to some fish coming up, a human being, a baby fell in, a little toddler fell in, and he saved the life of the child. So the question is this person labeled a Machalo Shabbos? Is this person labeled a desecrator of Shabbos? So, the Gemara has a machlokas, Rabba Rabba. Do we go Basar Maisa or Basar Machshava? Do we go by the act? If we go by the act of what the person did, he did an act of Hatzolas Nefoshos, of saving someone, so there's no punishment, there's no onish. However, if we go by the Machshava, his intent was to Machalo Shabbos, or his intent was to fish, which entails Chalo Shabbos. So therefore, it's a Machokas in the Gemara. Whether you go Basa Maisa, Basa Machshava. Comes along the Klei Chemda and says, when do you have the Machokas? between Rava and Rava, when we go Basa Maisa, Basa Machshava, that's only in the realm of mitzvahs ben Adam Lamakom, commandments between man and God. However, in the realm of ben Adam L'chaveiro, in the realm of interpersonal mitzvahs averis, we don't ever say Basar Machshava. The only time you have a machlokes is a dispute in the Talmud when it comes to a mitzvah ben Adam L'makom. But when you're dealing with a mitzvah ben Adam L'chaveiro, we never go Basar Machshava. What's the pshat? That's how he explains. That's why, because what do we see according to the Kli Chemda? A tremendous yisod in mitzvahs ben Adam L'chaveiro, that they are result-oriented. When it comes to Machshava, that's the realm of God, that's ben Adam L'makom. When it comes to people, helping out other people, if you don't help them out, so you're not doing any good. And even with that intent, as Chazal tell us, if you drop a $50 bill, if a $50 bill falls out of your pocket and an ani, and a poor person picks it up, you fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah, even though you didn't even know you did it. Or as the Klei Chemda and other Achronim explain, Rav Shlomo Zalman, when we find the concept in the Gemara, mitzvah sriches kavana, we find it by shofar, we find it by lulav, we find it by matzah. Those are all mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom. But mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveiro, we don't say mitzvah sriches. It's not the kavana that's important. Of course, it's good to have the bright kavana also, but the ikar is that you help out the other individual. And therefore as well, that's how Aaron Levine points out that we have the mitzvah of tefillin, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. And they represent the two different categories of commandments. Tefillin shel rosh represents commandments between man and God. And tefillin shel yad represents ben Adam HaChaveiro, because Rosh represents the head, Yad represents arm, action, results. So the Rav Aaron Levine, from the Drishva Ian, I think that's the name of the Sefer, he points out that when it comes, if you notice, you never, how do we put on a tefillin in the morning? Tefillin shel Yad, the arm, the head. We take off the head, then we take off the arm. So we're never left with only the tefillin shel rosh. We only have the tefillin shel rosh on our head when we have the tefillin shel yad. So what is the message? What is the lesson here? So he explains is because when it comes to mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, it's all about the makshava. And therefore, God is very concerned about your makshava, mitzvah sriches kavana. And therefore, therefore, it has to do with the head, but tefillin shel yad, that's the arm, that's result, that's ben Adam L'chaveiro. And he points out, we see that one has to ground themselves in mitzvahs ben Adam L'chaveiro, that one has to work on, in addition to keeping the regular mitzvahs, instead of taking on chumras on mitzvahs ben Adam L'makom, nothing wrong with that, but he says you're better off starting off with chumras ben Adam L'chaveiro. Not to speak Lashon Hara. Not to speak Lashon Hara isn't a chumrah, but what I mean to say is there are certain times when it's permitted to speak Lashon Hara. And so in those times you shouldn't speak it. There are other times when Yikar Adin things are permitted. One should work on the Ben Adam L'chaveiro, go out of the way to be nice to someone else. And therefore one should ground in the Ben Adam L'chaveiro, then you have the Ben Adam L'makom. So that's the pshat here. So when it comes to mitzvahs, ben Adam L'chaveiro, it's all about the bottom line. If you didn't cause them harm, like by the Or HaChaim writes by Mechiras Yosef, like Yosef says, Atem chashavtem la'lo ra, don't worry, you might have had bad intentions, but don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. Rabos machshavas b'levish v'atzas Hashem yisakam. It's all in God's domain. So the Or HaChaim writes that that the brothers didn't need atonement because they didn't actually cause harm to Yosef. So when it comes to mitzvahs, but adam l'chavero, at the bottom line, you don't cause harm, so you don't need atonement. However, when it comes to mitzvahs, but adam l'makom, it's all about the makshava, so then even a makshava ra would require an atonement. So we have three approaches to how we reconcile. On one hand, the Torah tells us, Hashem yislach la, that God will, that God, that you need atonement for the neder. And yet the Gemara says in Kedusha, makshava ra eino mitzaref l'maisa. So we have three approaches. One is, you're right, it's not mitzaref l'maisa, but you still need atonement. Number two is, a pure makshava ra alone, that doesn't require atonement. But a makshava ra associated with the maisa, even if it's a maisa heter, you still require atonement. And the third approach of the kli chemda, that it's only when it comes to mitzvahs ben lamakom, so then makbasa makshava plays a role. So then you need an atonement of makshava ra. So neder mashenki by mechiras yosef by mitzvahs ben lachavero, as long as you didn't cause any harm, so therefore, one would not require atonement.